Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Montana homeowner shocked when a school bus veers off the road, crashing through her fence and into her yard. As she heads outside to offer help, the bus backs up, steers toward the road, and takes out a second section of the fence to go on its way. The homeowner calls 911. Cops pull over Jeanette Sessions, who appears drunk while driving students home.
Nancy, none of the students on board were injured during the crash, but Stephenville School Superintendent Dave Tennis issued a statement sharing parents' concern and said their focus is, quote, to do what's right to keep our kids safe and get them to school. Montana Highway Patrol arrested Sessions without incident.
Sessions now charged with DUI and child endangerment. A Florida couple runs out of a hotel room they just checked into to demand a refund, claiming the room is haunted. They leave the hotel, but a ghost is still following them. The couple runs to a convenience store, hop in water at a marina, then make their way to a neighborhood where they bang on doors begging for help. Andrew George eventually throws a porch chair through a window and punches out a second window to gain access to a home. The homeowners call 911. When police arrive, George sitting on the front steps, bleeding and crying. The couple admit to taking MDMA just before the ghost appeared. George and accomplice Natasha Cacheroy both charged with burglary. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Central Florida, where manslaughter and assault charges have been brought against a white woman suspected of shooting a black mother dead in front of her 9-year-old son. We hear more now from Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Following the shooting death of a G.K. Owens in Ocala, Florida, Susan Lawrence was taken into custody earlier this month. Her formal charges included one count of assault and one count of manslaughter with a firearm. According to State Attorney William Gladson, prosecutors determined there was insufficient proof that Lawrence had hatred, spite, ill will, or evil intent towards Owens. Gladson's office had considered charging Lawrence with second-degree murder. Owens was killed on June 2nd in Ocala, approximately 83 miles north of Orlando.
Lawrence could spend up to 30 years in prison if found guilty. The shooter, who killed five people in a Colorado Springs nightclub in 2022, has been handed a life sentence. Victims described the shooter as a monster and coward who chased down revelers in a planned attack on a place of safety for the LGBTQ community. Anderson Lee Aldrich entered a guilty plea to 5 counts of murder and 46 counts of attempted murder, one for each person present at Club Q on the night of the massacre, in front of an emotional courtroom filled with victims and family members. Aldrich also entered a plea of not guilty to 2 hate crimes, one of which was a felony, the other a misdemeanor. Additional charges may be on the way. The FBI has now announced that a second investigation into the attack is being conducted in conjunction with the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Justice Department. The gunman found guilty of carrying out the bloodiest anti-Semitic massacre in American history suffered from schizophrenic, delusional, and paranoid symptoms. These claims were made by his attorney in an effort to persuade jurors to spare his life. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
On the first day of the penalty phase of Robert Bowers' federal trial, defense attorney Michael Burt argued that Bowers had a history of suicide attempts, severe brain damage, and a mental disorder dating back to his boyhood. This month, Bowers was found guilty of the 2018 murders of 11 worshippers at a Pittsburgh synagogue. The prosecution is pushing for the death penalty. The defense claims that Bowers lacked the necessary level of intent for the jury to find him worthy of a death sentence. According to defense lawyer Michael Burt, medical examinations revealed that Bowers' brain was, quote, structurally deficient, exhibiting signs of epilepsy and schizophrenia.
In his opening remarks, prosecutor Troy Rovetti stated that the government was ready to refute any defense related to mental health. According to prosecutors, a man accused of fatally stabbing 4 University of Idaho students late last year is facing the death penalty. 4 counts of murder have been brought against 28-year-old Brian Koberger in connection with the November killings in a rented home close to the Moscow, Idaho University campus. Bill Thompson, the prosecutor for Lotta County, has formally announced his intention to pursue a death sentence. Koberger submitted a not guilty plea in the case earlier this year. It was on November 13, 2022, that the bodies of Madison Mogan, Kaylee Gonzalez, Zaina Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin were discovered in a rental jailhouse across the street from the University of Idaho campus.
Toni Turner, 24, finishes her shift at a Pennsylvania metal fabricating plant 4 p.m. and decides to visit favorite spots before catching the bus home. She texts her sister to let her know she'll be back after she grabs a cup of tea. Around 6, Turner gets on her bus home, gets off at her usual stop, but never makes it home. Days after her disappearance, a homeless man found with Turner's shoes and a backpack of her belongings, including wallet, cell phone, and keys. He says he found the items abandoned and returns them to her family. Toni Turner, now missing over 3 years. If you have info on Toni Turner, please call Pittsburgh PD 412-323-7800. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.